Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So to Jackson's note saying, we haven't had an all-pro player in 36 years. We have not had an all-pro first-team defensive player since 1992. Wilbur Marshall was the last first-team all-defensive player. Look, we went through that stretch where Matt Turk in 96 was the only first-team all-pro the franchise had had until Brandon Scherff was named first-team all-pro in 2020. I mean, that 24-year stretch of not having a first-team all-pro. Remember, last year, Wagner and Luvu were second-team all-pros. But yeah, so 92 would be 33 years, so you were close. It wasn't 36. Darryl Green was an all-pro in 91, but Wilbur Marshall was an all-pro, excuse me, first-teamer in 91. But Wilbur Marshall was the last first-team all-defensive player wearing a Washington uniform, and that came in 1992. All right. Well, thank you for sending me down that rabbit hole looking for that information. I do want to mention real quickly before we get to what Joe Witt Jr. said in the last hour about the player that's been most impressive to him. Right. Terry was a second-team All-Pro last year. So was Eckler as a kick returner, correct? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But you're going to hear in a moment what Joe Witt Jr. said about a specific player defensively. Before that, I do want to mention that Window Nation has a phenomenal deal going on right now. Beat the heat with Window Nation's semi-annual sale. What is that? Four free windows with every four purchased, plus a free entry door when you purchase a house full of windows with no money down, no payments, and no interest charge for two full years. That's a whole lot of savings. It's a super smart investment with prices going up. You're essentially not paying anything until the year 2027. And when you begin paying, you're paying half price because you got half of the windows that you purchased for free. Their windows also come with a lifetime warranty, so you'll be saving long into the future, not to mention air conditioning and heating costs. With new insulated windows, they'll go down as well. This sale ends soon. Don't wait to call Window Nation to get your free, no obligation estimate. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com for four free windows with every four purchased. No money down, no payments, no interest. You're not paying anything for two full years. All right, Joe Witt Jr. before OTA day number four, in which, by the way, the three absentees from last week in terms of participation, Terry, Tunsil, and Lattimore. Once again, all three not a part of the OTA day today. But this was Joe Witt Jr., the team's defensive coordinator, before practice, talking about a player that's been impressive so far.
The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. De'Ron Payne, man, like every day this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, let's calm down. Like, I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all. All right, but he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
This is a big year for De'Ron Payne. Really big year for De'Ron Payne. And he, I think, sees the writing on the wall. He just witnessed it, seeing John Allen get dealt. He is still, let's not forget, De'Ron Payne just turned 28 years old. Theoretically, he is in his prime for the next 2 to 3 seasons in the NFL. And we haven't seen a season from De'Ron Payne on, let's face it, 2 bad defensive teams, in part because of what they were up front. He's been a part of it. Since 2022, when he was in a contract year. He's not in a contract year, but he is in a prove it or get ready to get moved season. And they need it. They need De'Ron Payne. I think Ben wrote this, and I was just looking for it during the break, but he said something like, you know, in terms of some of the awards heading into next year, he called it the Let It Rip award, and that goes to De'Ron Payne. This is a Let It Rip season. He is a player that has demanded more double teams than anybody defensively during his time, more so than John did during that time. He is big. He is freakish athletically, and we know the issue. We have known the issue. The issue has been De'Ron isn't always full motored. And when he is, he can be a dominant force. It was just, you know, 2 years ago, heading into 2023, where De'Ron Payne was on lists as high as 4 or 5 in the league at defensive tackle. On all lists when you went to, you know, top 10. They really need De'Ron to step it up. This is a big year. You know, they've added bulk. They've added a guy like Kinlaw. They'll probably end up with Johnny Newton on the team, even though, you know, I'd be looking to still add an all-pro first-team kind of a talent in Trey Hendrickson. But, you know, think about De'Ron Payne 2022 style in 2025. What was his sack total? Was it 12? 12 and a half in 2022?
Looking right now.
11 and a half. 11 and a half sacks in 2022. An absolute force on a team that was led, remember, in 2022 by its defense. Mm-hmm. That's why they actually were in contention for a postseason berth late into the season. De'Ron had a great year that year. He really did. And he got paid. He's got to live up to the contract. I'm glad to hear that. It's only June. Take it for what it's worth. But he certainly has the talent, and he's just 28 years old. So go get him, De'Ron. I've just, don't ask me why. You guys know it if you've listened. I have always been mesmerized with his freakish athleticism for somebody that size. When he's been at his best, he is difficult to deal with, but he just hasn't been at his best frequently enough. All right, I did want to kind of talk NBA Finals. We have the matchup, Game 1 tomorrow night in OKC. They are 9.5-point favorites in that game. The Thunder are basically somewhere between minus 700 and minus 900, take the average, minus 800 to win the NBA Finals over Indiana. That puts them up there, man, among the all-time favorites in NBA history. The Lakers are the largest favorite. Actually, you know, since I think 1980 maybe, the Lakers of 2001, because I think the 75, we're talking the 50-year anniversary of the 75 Golden State Warriors who swept our Washington Bullets, who were a massive favorite. That is one of the biggest odds upsets in NBA history. Golden State over Washington in 1975, 50 years ago. Look it up. I mean, Washington was supposed to smoke Golden State. Instead, they got swept. But the 2001 Lakers were minus 2,000 over Philadelphia. The 2018 Warriors were minus 1,075 over Cleveland. And then you've got a Bulls team, a Spurs team, basically a Lakers team, and then the Thunder team, which are all pretty close in terms of where they are as a favorite. I mean, as well as Indiana's played, and they've played very well, and they've been impressive, and Rick Carlisle is great. They are a massive underdog. And by the way, I buy it. I've said this since early in the second round. I thought Oklahoma City was going to win this whole thing, and it went way against my normal thought process, which is you don't win it when you're that inexperienced in the NBA. You've got to earn your way to an NBA title. You know, you typically win a playoff series, and then the next year you win two, and then the next year you win three, and then finally you've, you know, gotten to that level. This Oklahoma City team is one of the greatest defensive teams I've ever watched in the postseason.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They guard 1 through 5 as well as physical, as relentlessly motored, as smart as any team. I had John Wall on my podcast. I played some of that for you guys last, before I went away. He was talking about just their ability to guard 1 through 5. They can switch at any position. And look, Indiana's got a much better shot at winning a game or two against Oklahoma City than the Knicks would have had. But I like the Thunder. I like the Thunder in 5-6 max. I do, and I am impressed with Indiana. And I'm impressed with how well coached they are. And I'm a big Siakam fan. Halliburton's a good player, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge Siakam fan. Now, as it relates to, and we'll pick the series in more sort of definitive fashion tomorrow on the show before game one tomorrow night. And I do know that the NHL Stanley Cup Finals open up tonight in Edmonton with the Panthers and the Oilers in a rematch of last year's, epic 7-game series. I don't have a pick on that. Do you, Max? Max likes hockey.
My heart goes with McDavid. My gut and wallet would probably go with the Florida Panthers because they're just they're built for it, man. But the only team that has the speed or like it, yeah. Connor McDavid's unmatched. Leon Draisaitl's really good. It's going to be a great series. I want McDavid to win, but like I said, I think the Florida Panthers are just built for it.
So, thank you for that, by the way.
Of course.
Tibbs got fired yesterday.
He sure did.
After an incredible season for the Knicks. Now, I wasn't on last week. We talked about that earlier. But when the conversation came up, and I was watching these games, I was like, you know, I think it might happen. Because he was completely outcoached in this series. Now, in the Indiana series, some of it is not his fault. Okay, this team had no depth. This team was not a defensive Tibbs team. He's a great defensive coach. He's been a great defensive coach throughout his NBA career as a head coach. Not as good as an offensive coach. They just didn't have those players. Like if they had Hartenstein, if they had Randall, you know, in what they were last year. But God, it was a beatdown in so many ways at the head coaching spot. I never thought the Knicks were going to win this series, you know, after the first couple of games. And look, when they won that first game in game three, that was an incredible game by Karl Anthony Towns. He had 20 in the fourth quarter of that game. But I'm going to talk about something here for a moment that I talked about a little bit before I was off there for the last week plus. And that is Jalen Brunson is just overrated. I found, and I talked about this during the early portion of the playoffs, I found the Knicks to be painful to watch play basketball. In the same way I talked about Dallas last year, and they got to the finals. In the same way that I talk about guys like James Harden, it is just for anybody that has spent any time, you know, participating in basketball, especially if you're of a certain age, the number of possessions that are pure ISO where Brunson, first of all, is laboring to get the ball up court and cross half court on time against Indiana's pressure. I don't know how many times he turned it over just as he crossed half court because he's not looking to pass. You got to beat that kind of pressure with passing. You can't even let him bring the... Tibbs went to using Mikal Bridges to bring the ball up and take some of that pressure off. And then the number of possessions where Brunson never gave it up and was the only person to touch the ball on a possession, I laughed each night watching him just going, this is never, ever going to work 4 times out of 7 against a team like Indiana. And if they were to pull off an upset, that would be the easiest 4-game sweep ever. They would have mauled Jalen Brunson. Oklahoma City would have. Look, I'm not denying his incredible skill. He is a skilled scorer. He is a crafty, you know, offensive scorer and shooter, and he's got the ability, especially in a regular season atmosphere, to kill you. They're never where they ended up being without Jalen Brunson, don't get me wrong. But with him as your best player playing the style of basketball that the Knicks played with Tibbs as the head coach, no chance they could win 4 series, 4 out of 7. No chance. It was painful to watch him at times. The turnovers, the inexcusable turnovers that they had because of what they asked him to do. Look, it's not all on him. If you're going to ask him to bring up the ball against, you know, Nesmith or Nembhard or double teams, and the dude is laboring to beat the 8-second count, and then he crosses half court, and he's like teetering on dribbling it back court, and then they finally get into their offense at 10 seconds on the shot clock, but the offense is just him. You know, maybe he gets a ball screen. You can't win. I'm sorry. I know that is a big part of the NBA. We have yet to see a pure or a primarily ISO team win 4 out of 7 four times. And it's not going to happen this year because that's not what Indiana or OKC are. Neither one of those two teams is a primary ISO or two-man team. They're just not. For you Knick fans out there, you Jalen Brunson fans out there, I totally appreciate his skill level. I appreciate James Harden's skill level and Luka's skill level and their scoring ability. It is special to watch. I'm just saying that if you're going to play the way the Knicks played and he's that guy, you can't win 4 out of 7 four straight series. No chance. Not to mention, he is the target for the other team because of what he is defensively, which is a liability, which is what Luke is, and we've seen that with some of these pure ISO players. They then get targeted on the other end. And Indiana, because they're smart and well-coached, targeted him. Their best moments in this series were with him off the floor because more people touched the ball and they were better defensively. I'm impressed with Indiana. I really am. I'll have my official pick on tomorrow's show. But Oklahoma City, man, their defense is just hellacious. And they have so many options offensively as well. And by the way, they're well coached. All right. More on that tomorrow. We'll finish up when we come back with James Cook might be available, and somebody thinks it makes sense to trade for him if you're Washington. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, Shams Charania is reporting that the Phoenix Suns are hiring Cavs assistant coach Jordan Ott as their new head coach. Ott has been an assistant since 2012. Reports indicate that it came down to him and fellow Cavs assistant coach Johnny Bryant. Stephen A. Smith is launching two new shows on SiriusXM. According to Adam Schefter, one will focus on sports, the other will touch on current events and social commentary. The Capitals have put out a statement that TJ Oshie will be making a special announcement on June 9th in Georgetown, 7 years after the famous fountain celebrations following the Stanley Cup victory. The event is free and open to the general public, again, taking place between 5 and 7 p.m. on June 9th. The Nats, they fall to the Cubbies 8-3. Trevor Williams credited with the loss. He gave up 5 earned runs, struck out 4 batters. They'll continue their series tonight. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on The Fan. And finally, the Stanley Cup final action gets underway tonight. The Edmonton Oilers will take on the Florida Panthers at 8 p.m. on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.